Hello and welcome to a Math Sorrow podcast. I am your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of math at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking basketball with our guest today, Sung Park. Hi, Sung.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
All right. Why don't you let us know a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Sung. I'm a senior at Queens College in my last year of an undergraduate pure math program, soon to be an intern and marketer at Cake Digital.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do they do there?
They're a digital marketing agency, creative-driven.
So what does that mean?
They take care of all of your digital marketing needs, including business cards, websites, menus, brochures.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, neat. So this semester you worked on a research project. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
For my research project, I did it on a topic that I'm very interested yet frustrated about. It is that the Knicks have a woeful 5-win start with 20 and counting losses.
So the New York Knicks, the basketball team.
Yes, yes. My project was concerned the Knicks basketball team.
Okay, and what in particular were you asking?
My question was, in how many ways can the Knicks shoot the basketball?
Not nearly enough ways, is that right? Okay. So what methods did you use?
Some of the different methods I used were generating functions and integer partitions with some special characteristics.
Okay, in what ways?
It's that if I were to give a brief scenario of basketball plays, there are 5 people. They could either pass or shoot the ball or dribble the ball. And these take about 1 second, half second, and unlimited amount of seconds, respectively.
Okay.
So you have a generating function for each player. Each generating function has 2 factors, where the first factor shows you how long a person has been dribbling, and the second factor shows you that he either shoots the ball or passes the ball. In the first factor, if you choose the factor of t to the fourth, that means he dribbled the ball for 4 seconds. And the next factor shows a possibility of either t to the half for a shot, because a shot takes a half second, or t times a player's function, which shows that a pass takes 1 second.
All right, so do you want to give us an actual example from the Knicks? So who give me
this is perfect.
Give me an example for the Knicks.
Okay, so let's say Jose gets the ball, the clock started.
Okay.
He brings the ball up the court in 6 seconds. Passes to Iman Shumpert in 1 second. Iman then drives for 3 seconds, passes it back out to Carmelo in 1 second, and Carmelo pauses for 1 second and shoots. So in total, we have 12 and a half seconds. 6 seconds for Jose bringing up the ball, 1 second for the pass to Iman, 3 seconds for Iman's drive, 1 second for the pass back to Melo, and 1.5 more for Melo to shoot.
Okay, so you've got these generated functions, you set them up for each player, and then what did you do?
And then the generating functions, once I started to solve with generating functions, it became very complicated because every player can pass to another player, which means that each player's function is nested into another player's function.
Okay.
So to make this simpler, you could look at this as an integer composition.
Okay. In what way?
So first of all, let's go back to the example we said earlier, where first thing that happens is that Jose brings the ball up for 6 seconds.
Okay.
So first we'll have an integer of 6, and then he passed to Shumpert, +1. And Shumpert drives in for 3 seconds, +3. And he passes it back out to Melo, another +1. Melo pauses and shoots, +1.5, a total of 12 and a half seconds. The composition, if we notice, has a +1 in every even position for a pass.
Okay.
And every odd position has the number of seconds that the player currently holding the ball dribbles or handles the ball.
Okay. All right, so you're breaking down the 12.5, which is an integer, but it's an integer multiple of 0.5.
Right.
And so you're breaking that down into seconds or half seconds for each of the players to be doing something. And so you're, instead of thinking of this as a basketball game, you're thinking of this as a sum of numbers, right, where each of these numbers is a half integer, for example. Right.
And then I also noticed, after using compositions for a long time, that every composition, number of ways to shoot in 1 second is 5 to the 1 power, and number of ways to shoot in 2 seconds is 5 squared, and number of ways to shoot in 3 seconds is actually 5 cubed, and so on and so forth.
And why do you think that was?
Well, each plus 1 in the composition that I mentioned previously represents a pass, and every player can pass to 4 players. So in each case where there are 2 passes, that means there are 16 different ways for people to be passed to.
Okay.
So if you have a composition like before with 6 plus 1 plus 3 plus 1 plus 1.5 at the end, those are 2 passes, and there are 16 ways to run that play with different people.
Okay. So that's 2 to the 5th. But didn't you say 5 squared?
Yes. But these are not the only way to finish the play in 12.5 seconds. For example, one person could just hold the ball for 12 seconds, shoot. That's 12.5 seconds, half seconds right there. But there are 16 ways to have 2 passes and end in 12.5 seconds.
Okay. So adding up all those possibilities, you got...
For each... If you want to play, if you want to finish a play in 3.5 seconds, it's 5 to the 3rd.
Oh.
4.5 seconds, 5 to the 4th. And whatever, how many T plus half second you want to finish the play in, it's 5 to the T shots.
Okay, so before we started, I asked you to bring in a number related to your project. And what number did you choose?
Of course I chose 5.
So tell us why you chose 5.
5 to some power is the number of ways the team can shoot in a certain amount of time.
Okay. So what would you say is the most difficult part about your project?
The most difficult part of my project was dealing with nested generating functions.
Right, because you were saying something like Carmelo had in his generating function the generating function for all the other players.
Right, right.
Because of the possibility of passing.
Right, right.
Okay.
So in a nested generating functions, it really never ends until you set a limit on the parameter, and even when you do, it's not as simple as one generating function where you could use some generating function properties. You have to brute force it, which was not fun, so I turned to a form of integer compositions.
Okay. So if you had more time to work on this project, so what would you want to study next?
There are 2 things I would like to improve with this project. Is that each player, I gave each player a similar the same generating functions, meaning that each player can hold the ball as long as they want, and they could either pass or shoot. But in the future, I would like to set specific generating functions to each player's capabilities, and also see what people without the ball can be doing, how many ways they can be moving around using maybe more than just time parameter, maybe the area of the court, or how many seconds they have from when one person's dribbling the ball, what can the other 4 people do to free themselves up? How many ways? Because that's also a problem with the Knicks, as you can clearly see in their last night's game.
What was the score?
They lost by 20 points.
Okay. So we see that we have an aspiring coach of the Knicks here. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Curtis. Thank you for having me here.
And this has been a MathZorro podcast. Learn more at podcasts.mathzorro.com. Thanks. Bye.